share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Remember to always be honest about your health conditions to avoid risk of infecting others. On the 23rd of December 2020, Noor Marini Zainal shared a post on Facebook about how health officers are infected with COVID-19 after a patient lied about his health condition during the screening process. PESAKIT TIPU DSARINGAN PETU GASKESIHATAN MENJADIMANGSA COVID SOARANG PESICAT TELA DATING K HOSPITAL DAN TELA. Posted by Noor Marini Zainal on Tuesday, December 22, 2020. The patient admitted that he was healthy, so he was allowed to enter the hospital department to undergo a CT scan. Noor Marini, being the doctor who was in charge of the scanning procedures, was shocked to find out the patient's lungs were similar to a COVID-19 patient's lung. He eventually admitted that he had been coughing and had a fever for a week. His actions troubled the others and he was confirmed COVID-19 positive after 2 days, she said in her post. Noor Marini was told no need for quarantine or swab tests because she complied with the SOPs strictly and the patients she dealt with were all low-risk patients and wore surgical masks. She also mentioned that the personal protective equipment, PPE, are limited and only officers who take care of high-risk COVID-19 patients will use it fully. I felt uneasy, so I decided to go through a swab test in another hospital. I worked for another 2 days before self-quarantine, she stated. Noor Marini was confirmed COVID-19 positive. I cried while I found out, because I am sad to be separated from my children and husband, worried that I may have affected my family and colleagues, and D.I.S. appointed with my patient's attitude, she said. She urges patients to not lie to anyone, including families, other patients, as well as the health officers. We are human too, she added. On the 27th of December 2020, Malaysia's Health Director General Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah shared the post, urging people to not lie to the frontliners. Jangan Tipu Frontliners Kami Juga Perlu Dilindungi, Kami Ada Kawarga, Ada Rakan Tu Jangan Anaya Frontliners. Posted by Noor Hisham Abdullah on Saturday, December 26, 2020. We too have families and friends, and we also need to be protected, Dr. Noor Hisham said. Please always be responsible for yourself, the people around you, as well as the frontliners. Stay safe and stay tuned for more updates. Also read. Selangor records the highest number of cases 10 days in a row. Source, Borneo Post, Bernama. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.